Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance.
As the next generation of kind of this new fourth wave of feminism is developing, where feminism is going based on our past, based on the previous three waves of feminism and what they've done, and this new feminism that we're just really beginning, this wave is just really taking root, is based, for Catholics, any of your Catholic listeners, you'll recognize a lot of this ideology from John Paul II's Theology of the Body, and also from his Letter to Women, where he calls for a new feminism. He uses the term new feminism in 1995, and he calls the women of the church to rise up in a way that overcomes male models of domination and that places the value back on motherhood, because motherhood is the human condition of being able to recognize and give dignity to the other. And so this concept of new feminism, as we're bringing it forward, it's not just a Catholic concept by any means, but many Catholics will recognize it from the theology of the body, that the body matters. So new wave feminism says a lot about the body, and in particular women's bodies, that they are good, that they were created with intention and purpose, and that the abilities of our bodies specifically, and this is what I talk a lot about, these kind of these three female superpowers, I guess, you know, ovulation, gestation, and lactation, you know, our fertility, our childbearing, and then our breastfeeding abilities, that these three unique parts of our body, that they can never be replicated by men. They cannot be replaced by anything, you know, as well as what women can do them, and that they're very important as to our identity. In other words, that our physical bodies as women, and as men too, but specifically as women, our physical bodies speak spiritual truth about our purpose, about life, about our happiness, about everything here on earth. You know, everything that we always wonder about, that our body is telling us some sort of truth about it. It's giving us a clue.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.